Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, your Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City, and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Jay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
All right, that's right. 3, 2, 1. The Hub Show. Hub City, Rantin' and Raven. We are here live at the Emerald Studio. We're back home.
The Emerald Studio.
I like that.
Yeah. Did you just come up with that right now?
I did. Not one drop of green this place.
Wow.
But still.
That was sweet.
We can change that.
Hey, I got those green shutters on the place.
That's true.
Yeah.
There you go. The Emerald Studio.
Great.
Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield. Shay might show up. It is fight night. And we are at the Emerald Studio to check out watching the pay-per-view. Conor McGregor.
Yes.
And Khabib. Well, before we get to the expert, Chris, who are you rooting for tonight? Do you have any idea?
Conor all the way.
Conor's your man?
Yeah. I've been with him since day one. Day one.
How you feeling there, Chris?
I'm feeling pretty.
Left field Chris Canfield here?
Yeah. I'm out in far left.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Party's been going on. I'm actually
up in the stands. I ran up a couple flights of steps. I'm
really?
Up in the balcony somewhere.
Are you?
Outside left field.
Yeah, and the pay-per-view hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
You'll be tapped out before the main event starts.
I'll be in the parking lot.
Yeah, you will.
And then it won't be any good. I'm drinking water right now.
That's what he calls it.
Yes.
Russian water.
This is water.
Pure distilled Russian water. All right, we have with us from Simple Pleasures back once again. We know him as Porno John. What's going on, John?
What's going on?
Not much,
Porno
man.
John.
John is the man. He's the expert. He knows what he's talking about.
I would not say expert.
No?
I don't know what Chris has been feeding
you. You're the expert out of the
You know
three
more
of us.
About this fight than anyone in this building. Let's put it that way. So you're the expert in this room.
Yeah, you're the expert.
You have to tail the tape. Who are you going for tonight, John?
I'm going to have to go with Conor, too.
Okay. Yeah. Conor McGregor, huh?
I like McGregor. But I don't know if he'll win, though.
No?
Yeah. Well,
that's what we're here to see, yeah. Right?
Now there's a...
I ain't made my final decision yet.
Right?
Okay.
I want Conor to win.
Yeah. You want Conor. Conor's your man, right? All right.
Yeah. We got to go through the story about how this fight came to be.
Gee, do tell.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah. So when did it
well,
start?
Well, actually, at one time they was friends.
Yeah.
There's actually pictures of them two together, like hugging and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
apparently
yeah,
he wore his T-shirt one time.
Because during the press conference, he said he was a fanboy. Yeah.
He used to be a fanboy.
Wearing his T-shirt.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the press conference, Jay?
I have not.
No?
Oh my God. You ought to put some of that on here.
Oh, yeah. You got to put a couple clips of it in here. Just go through the highlights of the press conference.
Sure.
Or something. McGregor's mouth is huge. McGregor talks so much shit. So much shit. Yeah.
I know that there was a press conference 2 days ago on Thursday, and it was it didn't happen the way they wanted because Khabib actually showed up one time.
Yeah.
And McGregor was late like normal, and apparently he started the press conference even without Dana White.
Oh.
And he just started answering questions. He had to go get Dana.
Up? You have it lined up?
Really?
Not yet.
No. Khabib was just there.
He started at 3 o'clock was when the press conference was to start. Yeah, he said, we're starting. They had to go get Dana White out of the back.
Nice.
And then by the time Conor showed up, Khabib already left. And Conor said it was because he didn't want to see him. he was so scared he had to leave.
What's crazy, this is the pre-fight conversation we're having.
Yeah.
About 2-3 hours, man, we're having a whole different conversation.
Right.
You got it lined up? You want to put some
mic in there? So it starts off with Khabib is fighting. Conor doesn't fight for a while.
Okay.
He gets stripped of his title, right? Then there's a fight that goes down. Khabib ends up with the title, right? Mm-hmm. And then Conor has a camp. You know, he has like other people that train with
him,
his entourage and stuff, right? So one of his guys in New York, one of his guys was at a hotel in New York, and Khabib came up to one of his guys and like did some shit and bitch slapped the guy.
Oh.
And so the call was made to Conor in Ireland.
Okay.
And Conor got on a plane and flew to New York to beat this guy's ass.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he, according to That's Connor, he bitch slapped his fighter.
Yeah.
His fighter.
I don't know. I mean, Khabib said anyhow it went down, but they did something went down at a hotel room.
At a hotel.
And Someone when got Connor hit. Got wind of it, he immediately got on a plane and flew across.
Across
and
the
And that's when he got
to Ireland.
Yeah. He kept then, trying to get him came, off the bus. Yeah.
And then when he got here, Khabib happened to be in that bus, and he ran up to the bus and picked up the dolly
the bus
and threw
situation.
It through the
That was all over the news.
Yeah. That was immediately with
he
after
threw
him
a dolly,
following
right?
flying in.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got something?
Yes, the highlights.
Let's check it out. Play.
UFC 229, Khabib versus McGregor is sold out. But it is live on pay-per-view.
I came back for the love of this, to come and shut this man up. A little rat, a little weasel, a little hard man in groups.
I love how
I met
talks.
Many of them through
so
my
great.
Years. A man who grows in numbers, but on his own and when confronted
like a,
in a similar
like
situation,
angry,
cowers
like
away.
Leprechaun.
And that's what you saw.
He's like the mad rapper when they used to say the mad rapper. He's like the mad farter.
He's doing something to his own country, man, that had nothing got to do with anything. And that's it. I came back for the love of fighting and the love of war. And this I am going
the
to
love
truly,
of war.
Truly love putting a bad, bad beating on this little glass
bad,
jaw
bad
rat.
That little
glass jaw rat.
Smash me, mate. Smash me. Yeah, smash me. You say send location. Here he is right here in front of you. I'm right in front of you.
I think it's going to be a long night for you.
Yes!
He
oh Lord, shame me that.
He know this. He know this.
Two dudes with accents. I like that.
Right? Nothing. I know I have location.
I stay on bus.
Six.
I stay on bus.
I stay on bus.
In the bus.
Oh,
like
man, don't
we talked before,
out.
Like direct in Twitter. You remember this? When we talked.
I got the wrong one.
You remember
this?
This is the remix. This is all of them combined.
Yeah, like the highlights. The real video is like 38 minutes long.
Well, we ain't gonna be playing that. I'll have ESPN right all over my ass. Because we're that important.
You have to fight only because you.
It sounds like it sounds like a radio edit of an Eminem song.
He's actually 26-0 and 8 lost around.
And McGregor's a stand-up
fighter. Because when he tired, he always give up. He don't like. He's like, when you go to the, he moved to box and he tap there. You know, when
books?
Someone punch you like 10.
You tap the bus window,
you
kid.
You tap
box. You tap the bus window.
3 times.
You say bus or
stop
books?
Time, books?
The bus.
He can't say fuck either.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
You tap 3, 4 times.
Fook.
They can't spell F O O K.
Fook. We know what you mean. Fook. I heard boost and bust.
All this pony talk is gonna be put on blast October 6th.
Yeah.
That's today.
As long as it takes, I believe one. He's a glass jaw. And I've seen this man wobble many
one
times.
Round.
I've seen
wobble.
His brother sparked unconsciousness.
He says Monday,
I know
devastating
he's afraid of a smack.
Knockout.
He says it's going to be out in round one.
Me,
so basically the pay-per-view
like
starts at
10 and
will be done by midnight?
So
yeah.
I believe the inside the force.
Okay.
Probably.
I have been
so this is your first time actually seeing Conor McGregor
oh, man.
For 5 rounds. You're looking at a fighting veteran. I've came through
Jay, this is your first time witnessing Conor McGregor?
Man,
no, I've seen him before, but I'm just saying, I don't really pay too much attention to who's who and what's what.
Look at this, like,
you know,
20 people just showed up.
I know. We turn the mics on, here they come.
You got a whole entourage just rolling.
There you go.
Here.
I know.
See,
this is the fight night party at the Emerald Studios.
You're right. Yeah.
We haven't had this many people listen to the podcast. Well, anyway. Wow, no kidding.
This
What's
is crazy.
Did it start raining outside or something?
Right? Yeah, what the hell's going on?
The party's here now.
The party is here now. These
so
people are ready.
Me and Chris are already 2-0 in beer pong. I mean, we put our undefeated streak up.
That's
still
right.
Undefeated.
That's right.
We've never lost in beer pong
never
as partners.
Lost in beer pong as partners.
When I came here at first, you guys were playing cornhole out there.
Yeah.
The boards didn't work out too well.
No? Beer pong's got the more of an audience.
So is this going to be a red panties night?
It is. It is.
Conor McGregor told that one fighter, you know,
hey, Mike,
fight
you
me
your
is,
red panties?
Is like red panties night. You go home and call panties? Your wife and all say, right. Congratulations, yeah. We made it. We're fighting Conor. We're rich. Wow. It's red panty night. Put red on your red panties.
Put on the red panties.
Red panties means you're rich.
Conor made us rich.
The Irish thing.
I got to see if I can find out the funniest Conor.
His mouth is just epic. Yeah. And he talks so much shit and he backs it up. Like normally when Conor fights, it'll go somewhere in round one is most of them, and he always comes in weird and like clips them. Like they never see his fist coming. You know, it's like he just finds an opening and one punch, bam.
Well, I'll tell you what we will be doing. I will be recording. We need to record while the fight's on. We'll have a good time out there with the remote microphone and all that. Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
It'll be interesting. See how John reacts. See what happens, right? You never know, right? I mean, Khabib, you said he's 26 and
yeah, he ain't never lost a round.
I mean, he
ain't no joke.
Right, that's something to be said.
Conor got one of the best left hands ever.
Here we go. Which one's this?
This is just funniest stuff from Conor McGregor.
Wow.
If so, what his prediction for the next fight is. You know, I feel Eddie. I've nothing against
careful.
Him.
Be careful.
I've nothing against Edward. Oh, well.
Careful.
What you gonna do? Oh, well. You gonna do something over there?
Be careful.
Shoot your fucking mouth.
Shoot your fucking mouth.
There's the book.
I love New York.
I'm New York.
I love this whole shit.
He runs the whole shit.
I'm gonna KO you inside one round.
You know what? Maybe Conor McGregor sent me the bag of dicks.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
I doubt it, but maybe he did.
I'm the most active fighter in the game in all weight divisions, and I fight at all weight divisions.
Could be the funniest.
Yeah. Yeah. I can defend them simultaneously.
And a little background. A little background on Conor too. Is he two belt holder. I don't know if you knew that or not. Two.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, he holds in two weight divisions.
Nice.
So he goes like he fights at like 140, or I think he fights at like 130 something, and then he said I'm going up to 145 just so he could beat this guy's ass.
145 and then 155.
Was it 145? 155.
So he fluctuates.
Did you hear what he did this week?
What's that?
He has now called Anderson Silva out.
Yeah.
And Mayweather again. And then they talked about George St. Pierre.
Well, Anderson's kind of too old and weak to fight now, isn't he?
He's still a striker, though. That would be a good fight, though.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I mean, because Anderson will stand up with him.
Do you think Anderson will ever have a fight again?
Oh, Anderson already said he'll take the fight. He
really
wants to fight, too. He said it's the best fight for the fans because he's a stand-up fighter, too.
Yeah.
You got two stand-ups, the best there ever was, basically stand-up.
Yeah.
And they want to fight each other. That's what Anderson said. Two legends. Let's get it on. So, it I mean, on. Anderson's ready.
It is on.
Which is surprising. He's suspended till November, though. So
who?
Anderson Silva.
For what?
Steroids for a second time.
A second time.
But John Bones Jones is coming back, though.
Interesting.
He's fighting probably the first of the year.
See, yeah. You're UFC. An expert. Listen to you.
Yeah,
I'm
UFC.
Not an expert on that.
UFC podcast.
People have told me some of the history with the Conor thing. I don't know how true some of it is. Apparently, a guy from Russia helped make Khabib who he is, and apparently he got Vladimir Putin put him in jail.
Oh, jeez.
And now Khabib is making all this money, and everybody's saying he should bail him out, but he ain't done it. And according to Conor, his own people in Russia want Conor to whip his ass. I don't.
Yeah. I heard that in the press conference.
I mean,
too, right?
That was some
he
of
said,
it.
No shit. Yeah, he said your own country doesn't like you or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they say
those
the
are
feud
fighting
started
words right there.
Huh?
Those are fighting words right there.
Right.
They said the feud started when he was fighting Eddie Alvarez. Something happened in the back of the thing that started the thing, and then the whole thing happened with the hotel room, and that's what set it completely off.
Wow.
But apparently at one
fireworks
time, what I was reading was Conor actually predicted that Khabib would be the champion of the 155 class.
Oh, yeah?
And he was going to take the 145 belt, Conor. But when Conor made the comment that he wanted the 155 belt, apparently Khabib said, I will smash your ass. And that's basically what happened after the Eddie Alvarez fight.
He smashed his ass.
Then that started the feud after that, and then hell broke loose in New York.
Huh.
And now they, according to Conor and Khabib, they both said, don't matter what happens in this fight Saturday, the feud's not over. They don't like each other.
Yeah. Huh.
And Conor said he'll never like him. It's never going to end.
Yeah.
They hate each other, and it's war. And Conor said, even after the fight, he better watch his back, according to Conor.
And here we are tonight. It's going to go down.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to turn these mics on after the fight, see what the reaction is.
But we got Mandy's people showing
here.
Up.
Manny is here.
Mandy Pandy.
There she is.
There she is.
People just walking.
The one and only.
People flowing in here like
that's a nine balls deep. Full member there.
The nine balls deep team is in the house.
Yes. That's one member. We got one
Mandy's
here.
John's here.
We got
Chris. Are you a member or not?
I'm an honorary member at this moment.
Oh.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. Why? You guys went
way too many members.
We had a split. What happened?
Yeah, we had a split there.
Only eight.
And then we had a draft, and Chris got on the wrong side of the draft.
I got on the wrong side of the
draft. What does that mean?
We had
both of our teams made it to the finals. We had to play each other.
We've had like a bunch of different. The team has been a bunch of different morphs of people.
Okay.
Right. So all these people wanted to come back one session, and we had like 16 players for a team of eight. So we said, why don't we just have a draft and we'll split it into two teams.
It was probably your idea.
And then one team took off and started winning. And then they went to Vegas. And now they're still winning. And they're going to go to Vegas again probably.
That's actually a whole different team. These hoes ain't loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
We got one member of that here too. Eric.
Eric the engineer?
Yep.
Yeah, he's
on. Eric's on the These Hoes Ain't Loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal.
I'm the kingpin,
nine
apparently.
All right. Well, Chris, no matter what, you're nine balls deep for life, or what's up, man?
Yeah, right.
That's it. Whether you play or not.
I'm in. Whether I play or not,
you won't go play for the hoes. You'll play for nine balls
deep, though.
The hoes, Eric is
dedication.
The Merkin candidate.
I like that.
Yeah.
America candidate.
America? Yeah. Yeah, the Canadian over there?
Ain't that what it is, Eric? These hoes ain't loyal, man. What's your name now? Merkin candidate?
Mer-Canadian.
Mer-Canadian. I had it all fucked up.
Mer-Canadian.
So,
somebody named these people, and I got Kingpin. I don't know how. They say I look like a drug dealer.
There she is. Nine balls deep.
I think it's the beard.
10 balls deep.
Right.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. And she brought her pool cue.
Nine balls deep.
You guys just travel with them, huh?
Yeah.
Nine balls deep. You got to represent.
Yeah, we got a pool table here in the Emerald Studio. It's pretty badass.
It is. Yeah.
We got everything set up tonight.
I know. We got a Mortal Kombat 2 game.
Yeah, we got
the Apple
TV.
The projector and some high end DJ speakers set up on the poles.
That's right.
Piss the neighbors off.
Right. We had to spin the speakers around. Because and face the my house because
really?
It was blaring out that
way. Yeah, we'll wait until it echoes and bounces off the walls.
Yeah.
You got some celebrities in the house.
Do we?
Well, besides Jeremy you, John,
Lee.
Who would that be?
Oh, Jeremy Lee. Oh, man.
Jeremy Lee?
All right.
He's a celebrity around here?
That's what I heard.
It's through the kitchen. You can't miss it. Ask Mandy. Right there, the girl in the red hat. She'll show you.
He just left.
Yeah. Give him bathroom direction on the podcast.
Right.
Awesome.
Down the hall here, right?
So I guess we better get off here because the fight's going to start here in 15 minutes.
Well, the prelim stuff, right? You guys are in it for all of it, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What's the real fight?
What's going on in the lower card?
I don't know about. I mean, there is a female fight. I know.
Those are always good.
That co-main event is actually a really good fight.
Okay.
Let me bring it up. Can't remember who actually he's fighting. Anthony Pettis is fighting somebody.
That's
going to be a good
co-main
event. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's like super small.
Yeah.
And he's like light, and he likes. I've seen highlights where he runs off the cage and spin kicks people in the face. He jumps up on the cage and runs the side of the cage.
Little Spider-Man.
And I want to say that's a title fight too.
I'm
getting bad signal now at your house.
Sometimes
I ain't on your Wi-Fi.
So just for the record, Jameer King, the coach, is supposed to be here.
Yeah.
He's trying to get here. There's a fire on his street.
Really?
So he's going to try to get here for the main event. So, yeah.
Huh.
So the celebrities are all piling up in here, huh?
Right.
Hub Show is in the house. Emerald Studios, Fight Night, McGregor, Khabib tonight. And we'll come back during the fight, and we'll also come back after the fight, get some highlights and some feedback, and see who's crying, see who's cheering, you know,
and
all that good shit.
The co-main event is Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis.
Yep.
Then you also, this guy, Vince St. I can't say his name correctly.
We suck.
He's a monster fighter.
He came out as
an ultimate fighter. Guy's crazy knockouts.
Right.
For like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
There's a Derek Lewis versus Alexandria.
Chris, I think the next thing we need to do here at the studio outside in the backyard is set up the old octagon. What do you say?
Yeah.
Get right? a trampoline, put some fencing around it.
You know what I got off of like yardsale.com or something like that?
What would that be?
Somebody posted it like that they had them for free, and it was like free in my front yard, the first person to come get it. And it was like right up the street. I ran up and got it. It was a medieval knight's suit. Like a suit of armor.
Suit of armor?
For like people who go to like
the Renaissance fairs.
And there was a sword and a shield.
Are you going to go?
And the whole rib.
You going to go?
So I have a suit.
You should wear that to the Comic Con. For shits and giggles.
Yeah, right.
Just sit there in all suit of armor. After he cut the wood.
What's he supposed,
drink a straw?
What's he supposed to be? I don't know. Just somebody from the Renaissance era.
Just make up a name. That's all you can do nowadays.
Yeah.
All right. So hey.
And then one last thing.
Please.
Later on, I'll announce Simple Pleasures got some big news. We got something going on. We ain't really told anybody yet.
Okay.
I mean, some people know, but not. We ain't really announced it yet.
Is it big, big, big news?
Kind of.
Huge. Well, stick around. We'll have the word for you. We'll be back. Hub Show, Hub City, Emerald Studios, Fight Night. Yeah.
Talk to you.
Fight Town. Fight Town.
Hey, Hub City, come on out and check out 4-State Comic-Con, October 20th and 21st at Hager Hall Conference Center, 901 Dual Highway in Hagerstown, Maryland. We have special celebrity guests Eric Roberts and Mindy Sterling coming out, as well as some great cosplay contest, over 100 vendor tables, and much, much more. So come on out. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram under 4-State Retro PopCon, and online at 4statecon.com, all one word. We will see you out for a great weekend of pop culture.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
All right, Hub Show, we are out here at the Emerald Studios. UFC Fight Night. Conor McGregor, Khabib. The undercard's going on here. Sitting out here with the left field Chris Canfield, the whole about 30, 40 people out here. Unbelievable. Chris, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just hanging out with the wang out, man.
Sober up, sober down since last we spoke to you?
Oh, yes.
You came down.
Yeah, I drank water, made it all the way back to sober, and now I'm starting over again.
Got some crabs, you're good to go.
Yeah. I ate a whole bunch of food. We got fucking, like, burgers and dogs and brats and crabs and beer galore, glow pong.
So the undercard, we just watched the Black Beast, Derek Lewis, just knocked out Volkov. Yeah,
right?
The dude from Russia, Nikolai, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Well, he just wailed on him.
He had like 6 inches on top of him.
Front row right here with Chris Canfield.
And the black guy was gassed out.
Black,
right?
Yeah.
Lewis was gassed out.
He was gassed out.
Thought it was over.
Yeah, and he came
out. And then
out
he
of
comes
nowhere.
In with one hit. He was waiting for that one hit.
And bam.
For like the whole round.
Yeah.
All he wanted was that one opener.
That's it. Hub Show, we're here waiting for the big fight. So are about 30, 40 people here at the Emerald Studios.
Right?
This is great.
Yeah, we got shots on the way.
Beer pong.
Yeah, beer pong. You coming in? You want a shot?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, why not?
All right. We got 7-7 over there.
There we go. Here it is. There you go, homie. Knock yourself out. All right, we'll get John on here in a minute. Stay tuned. All right. Sitting here, Porno John's back with us. We're front row, Emerald Studios, for the UFC Fight Night. Derek Lewis is now one of your favorite UFC fighters.
I like this dude. I do like him. I love his post fight. He's just a happy guy. He don't care about the belt.
Mel Gibson's in the audience.
Sugar tits.
Right here in the Emerald Studios.
Chris Pratt.
And
he doesn't look like chubby Chris Pratt.
Nope.
He is fit Chris Pratt.
Fit Chris Pratt.
That means a new Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out.
Yeah, he's feeling good.
He's got to be fit for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, looking good.
He's getting a little chubby on the Jurassic Parks.
Yeah, well, he came here to wear a suit for the show, you know.
Yeah, right.
Be in the audience. Here we go. We're still working the undercard here. John, you're still holding out for Conor McGregor?
Yep, I'm going to go to Conor McGregor, first round. 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yeah.
128 first round.
For McGregor?
For McGregor.
McGregor. All right, you guys are both saying first round, huh? Wow. Interesting. Do you follow the odds, the betting, all that good stuff?
Conor McGregor's underdog.
He's underdog in this one?
I guess he's underdog. At least last I heard, he was underdog.
Interesting.
Look at this guy's hat.
Yeah, that's Khabib. Can you say his last name?
Looks like Jamiroquai.
I'm not going
to. His last name might be Jamiroquai.
The way it's written?
Khabib Jamiroquai. In his fancy hat. All he needs is the horns. It needs horns on his hat.
Yeah, he does. Sticking out, two devil horns.
Yeah,
he looks like a Muppet. Yeah. Hub show.
Chris, man, we got to get a piece of paper. We're going to do a giveaway tonight, $100. If somebody can predict the winner and the exact time of the win.
Pass it around? Pass it around? Like a poster, Conor McGregor walking through the.
In a suit. 21-3.
Yeah, in a suit. I didn't. Oh, that pink purple suit thing he wore?
He had a striped suit, and the stripes were saying, fuck you on him.
And engineer Eric is here tonight.
Yeah, Eric,
and he
engineer.
He has fuck you shoes.
He's wearing fuck you shoes?
He has a pair of shoes on that has pinstripes on them that say fuck you inside the
So pinstripe. Up top it says, I'm polite, I'm Canadian, and down below it says fuck you on the socks or shoes.
Yeah,
interesting.
Shoes.
There he is. Eric the engineer, how's it going, man?
He's wearing his fuck you shoes.
He has fuck you shoes on, it says fuck you.
You can read that one better.
Interesting. I know. John, get us a good picture of those, man. I know, right? We're showing off shoes now.
Right?
Yeah, it's a fashion statement. We'll get one. It'll be on there. Interesting. All right, we'll be back. We have some more talk on the UFC fight night right here, Emerald Studios. Up show, we're back. We're getting ready for the big main event here. John, you got the clipboard. You got the tail of the tape. Who's anyone betting on for Khabib here? No,
one person. We got Mandy. Mandy's betting second round, 153 in the second round. All Bells has McGregor. We got one. We got Canfield, of course, picking 123 in the first round.
123 in the first round.
We got two people picking in the fourth round. One picked 2 minutes. One picked 128. We got one to pick the third round, 2 minutes, 28 seconds for McGregor. I picked first round, 3 minutes, 52 seconds, McGregor. We got another one to pick the third round, 3 minutes, 58 seconds, McGregor.
That's crazy, man.
Nobody's picking McGregor.
McGregor. McGregor's a favor here. Yeah.
Shout out.
We're going to give a shout out to our folks listening to us in Ireland. Hey, your boy Conor McGregor stepping up in about 5-10 minutes to get it on. And the odds are in his favor here, according to this clipboard.
Yeah, well.
Right. All right, here we go, folks. We're going to go to video here. No point listening to us. get Campo back over here. We'll do this the right way. We'll be right back. Eric the engineer gets it 2 minutes
actually,
in the first round.
See, it ain't are you ready. It's time.
It's time.
Yeah, here
we go. Here we go, Chris.
He gets pumped up. Ask Chris, man. Huh? Where's Buffer, man? He starts jumping.
I hear you.
When you watch him, yeah. He's got a live fight, man. He is like animated.
We had some friends take some. We had some friends who took a picture with him in the parking lot. He was wearing the suit, the crazy ass suit, in the parking lot when he took the picture. He is totally into it. Bruce Buffer.
That's awesome.
On TV, but he is jumping.
That's awesome, dude.
Pump.
Yeah.
He's way better than Michael.
Yeah. Okay. Just a little more animated, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Whole lot more animated. Stretching out, getting ready.
1 minute, 54 seconds. I don't have a
pin. Eric the engineer says 1 minute, 54 seconds. McGregor?
McConnell?
Bruce McConnell? Conor McGregor? Everyone's got Conor McGregor for this fight, man, except for one person on that list.
One person on the list
is calling out Khabib.
Really?
Yeah.
Manny Poo.
Mandy Kearns is calling out.
Manny.
Hey, she might win $100, dude.
Manny Kearns.
Manny.
We We got to have you down here real quick. Could you pick? You're the only one to pick them. So.
She's been here, dude. Here we go. We're watching this thing live.
So what do we think about guys with fighters with tattoos?
What can you do? Man, everyone's got tattoos nowadays, except for me.
Right, I don't have any tattoos either. But are we thinking that this is like a warrior, a symbol of a warrior?
I don't know. Just,
one person passed out.
I think it's just trendy, man.
Does more people do fighters who have more tattoos? Do we think they're more aggressive?
I don't know. I guess Conor McGregor's pretty aggressive. Put his tattoo on his chest there, man.
Look at how he walks and everything. He's such a smart ass.
Psychological, huh?
Right.
Yeah, man.
He is such a dickhead. Through and through.
12:30 midnight here on the East Coast.
Somebody sort of sent Conor a bag of dicks.
Here we go. Here comes Khabib. What's the last name?
Nurmagomedov.
You're not going to remember this. Can you say it? He'll say it. Come on, say his name.
Oh, Bruce Buffer? He has to know it. He has to know
it. It is Khabib.
No, he just called him Khabib.
Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, that. I just call him Khabib.
They will not shake gloves. I did say that.
They won't touch gloves. They won't do nothing.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
There won't be no hugging after the fight. There ain't no shaking.
Is McGregor going to pull an old Ronda Rousey here and not touch gloves? Oh, no glove touching, dude. Hey. All right. All right, John.
Nothing ends tonight, they said.
No.
Huge stage.
All right. We got some color commentary here for Chris and John here. Don't mind us.
I got 20 bucks on McGregor right now.
Right now.
The king is back.
Here we go.
There it goes.
Here we go.
Look at him. He's already got him back against the cage. He's already.
Here we go to the mat. Oh, here we go.
Down, motherfucker, we'll go down.
Look at that. Stay on.
You want to be on the ground? I'll put you on the fucking ground.
Holding his ankle too, man. Good strategy there. More elbows. He's got his feet tied up now. Look
out. Good. Khabib has done a job. Just go at him. Go in the rim.
That's what Conor said. All he does is hang on to the feet. He can't fight. He hangs on to the feet.
He's just going to sit there and let him boo. Let the crowd boo. Just sit there and let the crowd boo.
Connor's like, what are you doing, fool? You just want me to hold you?
How many minutes are in a round? Five? I'm out. That's it.
That's it. A lot of people are on that list, man.
Chris, the only one who had the first round.
Oh, first round was you and Chris? 304.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole.
What is this?
Like George St. Pierre, it's a boring fight.
Right? Yeah. Hashtag me too. Terry Crews got fondled a little bit more than this.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, I guess. That is crazy, Terry Crews.
Right.
Terry Crews shit. You know exactly how it went down, right? Like, they were at a party, and some drunk guy comes up, and he reenacted the Friday.
He was just messing around.
Friday 3.
Just messing around.
The third Friday installment, there was a movie where, like, you know, Cat Williams grabbed him by the balls with a fucking, with a wrench, right? And had him holding for, like, half the fucking movie.
Bullshit.
So now what? So they're drunk at a party. Some CEO comes up, grabs them in the balls, and now he wants to
reenact the scene.
He wants to do a Me Too thing. It's just a drunk guys at a party. Fuck over.
It doesn't fly anymore, man. Obviously.
Yeah, I know, obviously, because we're going all the way back to high school. Grabbing
36 years ago. I know, right? You think they're talking to each other?
Oh, they gotta be, right?
Talking some shit.
They gotta be talking shit. Like, yeah, I fucked your mother yesterday, right? There's gotta be that going on. Like,
I fucked your mother.
Yeah,
I fucked your mother.
Actually, Connor's probably talking about red panties.
That's getting into his head, right?
One of Connor's classic lines.
Were they red or were they slightly pink?
Yeah. This is Connor's classic line. Fucking, that's what everybody talks about. Tell your wife to break out the red panties. Because Connor fought us, and we're rich, honey. We're rich. He whooped my ass. But still, break out the red panties. We're famous now.
30 seconds left in the first round here, man.
Yep, I'm out of the bet. John's out of the bet.
The goal is to hold on to your $100.
Yeah, right.
If you're asleep during the fight, you can't win.
I've only made a few of these one-sided bets ever. I made a one-sided bet once in pool league where I said, all right, if I lose any round, any match, this whole session, I will pay for everybody's thing.
How'd that go?
No bet the other way. I'm only going to lose. That's the only option I'm setting up.
Got it.
I only lost one time that whole session.
All right, John. First round spent on the mat, man. What's your take?
He didn't do anything on the ground. He landed one punch. One punch.
Are you disappointed so far?
I'm not disappointed. I mean, it's a sad.
The match is young?
Yeah. I don't see how anybody could ever win a fight laying on somebody and not doing anything.
Right.
To me, it's still 1-0 McGregor. I don't know how he could win a fight. He landed one punch.
Right.
He might have had top control, but that's...
We got four more rounds. Hope they're not like this, man.
Top control means something.
Right, right.
You got to do something. He didn't do nothing. He laid on him the whole 5 minutes. Well, probably like...
We can't have four more rounds like this, man.
That was what was happening in that female fight. In the women's fight...
Wait, the first match?
The first match, that girl was on top. And she was controlling the fight, but she was getting her ass beat, handed to her. She should have stood up and just fucking ran away multiple times, taking elbows to the head. It doesn't matter if you're on top and you got control when you're getting fucking beat up.
All right. Here we go, round two.
Brought to you by Modelo.
Yeah.
The Mexican beer.
That's right.
If you ever nobody that arena is drinking.
If you ever go to a resort in Mexico.
Cancun.
All you're buying is Modelo. That's it.
That's it, man. Why not? Smack. Oh, uh-oh. Here we go. Uh-oh.
And fucking Connor took advantage of it, though.
Here we go.
He thought he hurt Connor.
He did. He hurt him.
No, Connor fucking got him right back, though.
He didn't hurt him.
What is this?
To the mat, baby.
All right, guys, with the legs again.
You just start climbing up that cage.
There goes another 4 minutes.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
McGregor's taking some punches, man.
Oh, that hurt. Change his face? What's that mean?
You know what it means. Like a Rubik's Cube, dude. Rearrange that shit.
Rogan just said he wanted to change his face. Like we're talking some face-off shit, right? Yeah. Yeah. You know what the coolest part about that movie was? Like face-off? Yeah. When that like the wife and the husband, right? They would do this move where they would like pull each other's face off. And that's how they said I love you, right? Like, oh, good, have a good day at work, honey. And she would like do this little move where she grabbed him by the nose and kind of pulled her face off.
Meanwhile, back to the match. This is how Canfield gets through his fights. Talking about Terry Crews' ball snatching and face off Nicolas Cage movies.
Oh my God, Connor, stop it! Get up, move, motherfucker! You got 2 minutes left. You can't just lay there. Roll! Turn over, run! Jesus Christ!
Here we go.
Exactly.
Color commentating on the commentating.
What? Illegal knee. Oh, Herb Dean's the ref. Huh? That's our boy, Herb Dean. We like Herb.
There's only one Herb, not 11. Well, not going quite the way most have predicted, man.
Khalif still looks like a pussy. I mean, I ain't seen anything impressive yet.
No?
No.
Oh, McGregor's back to his feet, dude. Here we go.
He did exactly what Connor said. He hangs onto the feet. He tries to throw punches. Don't do anything.
Khabib's fighting like here. He's fighting like up against him, you know? He's keeping the fight way too close.
It's over. Round two's over. McGregor's laughing. McGregor's smiling at him. He just said, "Fuck you."
Yeah, he said, "What's on Eric's shoes?"
Yeah. Making that fashion statement. All right, here we go, round three. McGregor's got a new line.
He does. A new line of whiskey. He said it during his press conference. He was trying to get Khabib to take shots of it, and Khabib wouldn't take a shot with him, so he called him a pussy. Yeah, that's good stuff, though. We tried to get some for the fight, but apparently it's
no such luck, huh?
It's not being distributed widely enough at the moment, but we'll get some. We'll have some for the next party, I'm sure.
For the next fight, yeah. A lot of good taunting going on here by McGregor.
I don't know why, but I like Connor's tattoo, the one he has going down his spine.
The one on the back?
Like,
yeah.
It's like an infinity symbol, like over and over and over, kind of going down his spine.
What's the tattoo on his chest? Any idea?
I think it's a cool tattoo. I don't know what's on his chest. I think it's like, I don't know. I think it's like...
Something tribal?
Yeah, something tribal, like maybe an eagle or something. I don't know. It's not really an eagle because it has a whole bunch of red in it.
Right.
Maybe a phoenix. It's probably a phoenix, I'd imagine.
Here we go again.
There it is. Oh, shit. Heavy hits. Now he's getting the hand out. Wait till that left hand comes in. He's just waiting on an opening, man. You got 5 rounds. You don't have to be in a hurry. All he needs is 1 opening.
Khabib's got that Amish beard going, man. I think he's from around here.
Right? Yeah, he rode into the ring on a horse and buggy. Yeah. That is funny about the Amish beard, though. You're right. It's cut really weird, right? It's cut low, and the mustache doesn't attach to the beard.
Like his real name is... A
patch between the mustache and the beard. I've never noticed.
Who noticed, right? The Abe Lincoln look going on here.
Oh, Abe Lincoln beard.
Jebediah Khabib.
Better than a Hitler stash, right?
That's true, yes.
Boy, what would happen if somebody came out with a Hitler stash? What if Conor McGregor cut his facial hair into a Hitler stash?
You're going to say it's Charlie Chaplin or Walt Disney or some shit.
That would be insane.
The last 30 seconds this round, 2 more rounds, right?
Yeah. That's a 2 or 3.
It's 5 rounds. It's 5 rounds, right?
No, you see it down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little drunk again, too. Yeah.
like a true Irishman.
Had a few Jager bombs, yeah.
There you go. Not Modelo, though.
Modelo. You know, my favorite Mexican beer or South American beer is El Presidente.
Is it?
That's good stuff. I like El Presidente.
All right, we're heading into the fourth round. All right, here we go. Round number 4, John. We're down to 2 people on the list, right? Only 2 people chose the fourth round, huh?
That's all
gotcha. That's it.
We got one person that picked a sixth round.
I know. Yeah. That's pretty tough. They might win this one.
If Ann's out. We got a
spectator knocked out in the stands here.
Yeah, we got a man sleeping.
Man down.
Yeah. And he says his name is Ivan. I think his name is Evan, and he's just a douche.
Or Ivan.
I think his name's Evan, and he's just a douche.
So it's Ivan. Ivan. Yeah.
Ivan. Ivan. Like he's a Viking or some shit.
He says he's from where?
From
So this is going to end in a decision. That's my prediction, man.
Yeah. Did you write your name on the...
I did not.
Such a Khalib won't fight. All he wants to do is rail.
I mean, people pay a bunch of money for this, and it's only, you know, comes down to a decision.
If it comes down to a decision, who's going to win?
I know, but, I mean, you haven't been many.
There hasn't been many shit thrown. I mean, Khabib's getting the just being on top. He's getting top position points. But he's not throwing anything.
See,
I don't know what they're worth. You know what I mean? 57% to McGregor? Is that what it is?
I think so. Yeah, we're halfway through round four. They're on the mat hugging each other again.
It's in there, but... Yeah, boo! Boo!
How much was this pay-per-view?
I even paid for the HD. That's the first time I've seen that, actually, that they charge different for HD and standard video.
Isn't that crazy?
Right? Of course, everybody wants HD, right?
It should automatically be in HD, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just order black and white while you're at it, too, man.
Right? I've been watching enough black and white as it is.
Do you want the video? We're just going to give you the audio for this price.
Yeah.
Oh, Khabib's got him in a chin lock, dude.
Oh, no!
Yeah. What? Whoa! Khabib! Well, we're here for the upset, folks. There we go.
Still a bum.
Still a bum drop. Connor tapped.
That was 20 bucks.
Well, what happened here?
What's going on now?
Who's beating? Why? Who went after him?
I missed it.
What the hell happened there?
Did McGregor get up and run out after
him? Wow, the most action happened after the fight.
Oh, I bet you that was the guy. Oh, no. What's going on? Some dude just jumped in the ring and hit fucking Connor. Some guy out of from the outside.
That's awesome. This is worth it. This is worth it.
Not such a bad pay-per-view after all.
Right? And then some guy in the crowd hit fucking Khabib as he was running out.
Why is Khabib out?
This is what they said. This is what Eddie Bravo was talking about. The Irish and the Russians, you can't put the two in the fucking same building. You can't put those two fucking type of people in the same building. There's going to be a riot. There's going to be riots in the fucking parking lot. There's going to be riots everywhere.
In the casino.
Right? Russians and Irish. Are you kidding me?
Wow. That was the best part of this whole pay-per-view.
Khabib is still the worst champion in UFC.
But they got to show some highlights of that. The replays of that.
Yeah. So you know the next fight's going to be Connor and whoever jumped in the ring.
All fucking... right. He just gives them a free shot. We want some details on that. What happened here? Only one person chose Khabib, though, man. Wait, was it McGregor's entourage that jumped him outside the ring?
That's what it was, yeah. And then Khabib's guy jumped in the ring to hit Connor.
I just saw someone doing the outside of the ring, just got some cheap shots, wanted the free ride here, man. Some exposure.
Listen to that. Khabib's, he's a champion, but he's still getting fucking booed. Still getting fucking booed.
He didn't do shit the whole fight. He's a bum. If somebody fought that way in real life, they would get killed.
Yeah.
They would never make it in 5 minutes.
There you have it, folks.
They can win a UFC fight, wow. They would never win a real fight.
Khabib jumped out of the octagon to attack somebody.
Really? Is that what he just said?
just jumped on us. Completely cowardly.
Khabib did it? He did it on purpose.
Khabib jumped out and jumped on somebody out of the ringside.
This is like that time I saw the Pacers? The Indiana Pacers ran up into the fucking crowd. Remember that? That riot? I saw that shit live.
He deserved that. That actually happened.
Right, here we go. We got some replays being played here.
Ice cube at him and hit him in the head or something. They won't show the replays of what happened.
They won't show the good stuff. No one cares about this.
Never do.
It's got nothing.
Right here is where he gets tapped. He taps out right here, man. The chokehold. Show the good stuff.
Right? Yeah, Rogan's talking about it.
This is awful. Incredible performance by Khabib. But then to have this afterwards is just so disappointing.
So he just shits on his own victory here with that shit.
Right? It's going to be interesting to hear from him. He wants to be the bad boy now. Right? Conor's the bad boy that everybody loves. Khabib wants to be the bad boy that everybody loves. And he went about it the wrong way. He's not gonna get the image that he wants.
Cocksucker.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. We'll wrap up this lovely night of UFC fighting. Yeah. Right here, the Emerald Studio, Hub City. Gotta love it.
I'm down to drinking Coors Light now. This is ridiculous.
I know.
There's a lot of cocksuckers that like hitting the bong.
Bong.
Khabib's gonna get fined and suspended.
He jumped out of the ring and started attacking somebody. He's trying to explain himself.
Right? And who's he explaining himself to? Not the person he hit?
The ring announcer. Tell them this.
Replay what happened.
I know. Show what happened. Oh, Dana White's in the ring now.
Right. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Dana White said, if I put this microphone on you, people are going to throw shit.
No, the belt, not the microphone. What, did Dana White just strip him?
Dana White didn't strip him.
He said, if I put the belt on you.
Yeah, because he didn't want a riot. He doesn't want problems.
Watch what happens now. He has to make his way back to the locker room.
Dana White already has problems in New York, and he doesn't want problems in Vegas.
He has to make his way back to the dressing room
Dana
now.
Dana White is not allowed to host UFC fights in Vegas.
This ain't going
to
help him in New York, right?
There's no way he's going to fight. That's the end of the UFC, right? That Vegas is his last leg.
Right.
He's so incredibly disappointed.
It's a hell of a way to end this.
Right? So what do you think about this stuff versus wrestling?
Well, you know, Vince McMahon makes everyone jealous. He gets to control the outcome. Shit like that would have been part of the show.
Right?
Yeah, stuff like that would have been.
Do you think that this is controlled to a degree?
No, this isn't controlled. How do you control that? It's too much like real collegiate wrestling, too long, too many long hold moves, you know what I mean?
I know, not the outcome of the fight, but the way the characters interact with each other and shit like that.
That's getting eyeballs to watch this. That's all part of the hype, man. Yeah. They need to do that.
Conor hyping him up and making him what he is.
People want to watch the fights, man. Yeah. And they, you know, they. Wow, there's the booze. They learn from wrestling, though, dude. Wrestling gets people to watch by talking shit.
Yeah.
More athletes should do that, man. Right. It would help the league. It would help the TV ratings.
Some of the stuff, like throwing the dolly through the window and shit like that, do you think it was a put-on, or do you think it was real?
No, it's probably genuine. It got people
bucks.
To... Yeah, you guys saved $100, huh? You saved the C-note, dude. All right, well, listen, that's all from Emerald Studios, Hub City, the Hub Show. We're wrapping up the big fight night right here. I want to thank you guys for joining us. For all the hoopla.
Right, yeah, watch the eight.
So,
if you didn't get to see the fight tonight, just watch it tomorrow and then let us talk over it.
Well, we just did that for this whole fight. Yeah.
Conor knows Conor's not the pussy farter.
Right. Any last words there, John?
It's proven. He ain't the pussy farter.
Okay. Okay.
Fighting on the ground don't win you fights.
Okay.
It may win you a UFC fight, but don't win you in real life fight.
Gotcha.
You ain't gonna win shit.
All right. Once again, wrapping up Emerald City, Emerald Studios from Hub City. Jay Heisch for Chris Canfield for Portal John.
The big news.
Yeah, the big news, John.
Simple Pleasures will be opening up a second location in Chambersburg. Should be open sometime in November.
Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, sometime in November.
Yep.
Simple Pleasures 2.
First one. First
the Hub Show.
The Hub
That's
show.
It. You heard it here first, folks. The Hub Show. Simple Pleasures number 2. Is that the name of the store? Simple Pleasures?
Yeah.
The franchise is starting to grow.
Yeah,
there you go. Is it a bigger store? Same size? Smaller?
It'll start out smaller and then eventually be about the same size.
Do you have the address already or no? Do you have an address yet? Do you remember it?
It's 875 Lincoln Way West, Suite 123, beside Brothers Pizza.
Besides Brothers Pizza. There you go, Chambersburg. All right, you heard it first. Right here, Simple Pleasures 2 in Chambersburg is opening up in November. Hub Show, Hub City, Emerald Studios, Jay Heisch for Chris Canfield, Porno John, wrapping it up. Want to say goodnight? We're out of here.
Back to beer, folks.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing.